Fourth Base Tavis, Wednesday the 25th of December, Rabbi Yaakov Steinhaus, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Yerushus Harabonim, Yerushus HaKal HaKodesh, Mirei V'Raboisai. We have a mitzvah every day and every night. Remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Omar Rav Loza ben Azario, Hayani keben shivim shono, lo izochisi shitome etzias mitzrayim baleilois. I know there is a mitzvah to remember at night also the etzias mitzrayim. I don't know the mokre, I don't know from which posuk do we learn it, that there is a chiyuv also at night. Shedosho ben Zoimo, emantiske yom tzeischum eres mitzrayim, kol yomechayecho ayomim, kol yomechayecho aleilot. Night also, there's a mitzvah, Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why, after Kriyat Shema, we say the third parsha of Tzitzis actually hasn't to do anything with the Kriyat Shema. Maybe later we'll see there is a Shaychis, if there will be time. But it's to mention the last pasuk, Yitzias Mitzrayim. There is mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Kafalev, in the Primer Godim, in the Akdome, so what is the difference between Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every night to Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim Belel Pesach? What's the difference? Every night there's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Milchas Chinuch brings two terutzim, and Reb Chaim is medayik from the Rambam, the third chiluk, and we'll see that there are three yesoides. It's not stam chilukim. It's yesoides in emune. The first chiluk is, every day you have to do schiras yitzias mitzrayim, to remember. Lel Pesach is a mitzvah of sipu yitzias mitzrayim, of agode vigadeto. A long story. Atchil begnai mesayim b'shvach, kolamar b'arei ze meshuvach. Every night, just remember. Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Netziv in his Agoda says, Moshe Lema Dober Doime, somebody who had a story, long story, that gave him a lot of Musa Haskel. So he called his family, his children, told them the whole story, and told them the Musa Haskel. And every year, the same day when the story happened, called them again, come together, and told them the whole long story. And the Musa Askel, and he said, the story I'm telling you once a year. But the Musa Askel, you have to remember every day and every night. You have to remember the Musa Askel. That's not for once a year. That's for every day and every night. The same Yitzias Mitzrayim is a long story. We don't have to tell the whole long story every night and every day. But the Musa Haskel that comes out from Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have to learn and remember every night and every day. And now we are learning the parshas of Mitzrayim, Shibud Mitzrayim, Nisim Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have to think, what do we learn from it? What is the Musa Haskel? So let's try to think and to learn what is the Musa Haskel. The first point, Rashi in Dvorim, Perek Hei, Posuk Tesvov, Parashas Veschanon. In the Seres Adibrois of Parashas Veschanon, the Mitzvah of Shabbos, it's mentioned, what's not mentioned, Parashas Yisroi, V'zuchato ki evedo Yisro be'eretz Mitzrayim, V'tziyocho Hashem elakecho mishom v'yot chazoko bezroi netuyo, al ken, because of that, tzivcho Hashem elakecho la'asoyis ez yom ha'Shabbos. So Rashi says, what's the pshat al ken? Al menat ken bedoacho shetie lo le'eved v'tishma mitzvoiso. It was a t'nai. I took you out of Mitzrayim, b'tnai you will mekayim the mitzvahs. So we mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos, also other mitzvahs. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a t'nai al menat shetishmeru mitzvoiso. Noyechi Hashem Elokecho Asher Tzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Ibn Ezra brings Shual Rabbi Yehuda Levi. I think he was his father-in-law. Rabbi Yehuda Levi was the father-in-law of Ibn Ezra. Shual Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say the first Dibre, Onochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzisicho Meretz Mitzrayim? Why doesn't he say, Onochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Baroti Shomayim Vaoretz? I am the creator of the whole world. And I am the creator of the man. Barosi Oyscho. So you have to listen what I say. Yichur HaKriyash, Briya Shomayim Vaoretz is much stronger than Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Ibn Ezra says the Teretz. I won't mention his Teretz. The Maral in Gvuras Hashem Perek Mem Ches says a different Teretz. The Maral says, Enoch Enami, of course, Briyas Olam is greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim. No Sophie. But that is Mechayev also the Umos Olam. They were also created. You have Shavuot mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs, the main mitzvah maybe, is not to be oved avodah zarah. There's a boira olam. Yesh baal labiro. But onochi Hashem Elokecho, what is the special chiyuv of Klal Yisrael? Elokecho. And the special chiyuv to you, because you are took out from Mitzrayim. That's why the first Dibre says, Shiotzitzicho Meretz Mitzrayim, and not the Borosi Shomayim Vaoretz. Because the Chiyuv of Hashem Elokecho, you are Mechuyev because I took you out from Mitzrayim. That is the first Musa Haskel we have to remember every night. When we remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does he want from us? What is our tafkid in the world? That's the Musa Haskel, not just once a year, that's every day and every night. That's the first Nekudah. The second Nekudah is, the Milchas Chinuch brings, and the Rambam says, Perek Zayin Milchas Chumas V'Matzo, the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day and every night is a person to himself. Remember to yourself, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Pesach night, the Gadat Olevincho, you have a mitzvah to tell your son. And here is a very, very great Yisoid, the Gadat Olevincho. Pasuk says, Dvorim Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, speaks there about Matan Torah. Hagi Shomaloch, Ushmoy Nafshecho Moed, Pentishkach es Advorim Asherohu Enecho, Pen Yosuru Milvovecho Kol Yomei Chayecho, Vodatom Levonecho Levnei Vonecho, tell your children and your grandchildren. What shall we tell them? Yoyim Asher Omadetu Lefnei Hashem Elokecho Bechoyre. Tell them the day you stood in front of Har Sinai. Boimer Hashem Ala Keli Yisom, Vashmim Es Dvorai, Vechule Vechule. Continues the parsha of Maimet Har Sinai. So the Ramban says, what is the importance of Odatom Levonecho, Levnei Vonecho? So the Ramban says, V'atoel es mitzvah zu gdoilu meoit. Ki kishenati gam adovar lebaneinu,
we're going to tell the story to our children, to our sons. They know, without any doubt that there was such a story. Kilu ra'u kol adiris. Kilu, all the generations saw it themselves. Kiloi na'id sheka levoneinu. Veloi nanchil otam divrei hevel ve'en behem moyil. Behem lo istavku klal be'edutenu shenoit lehem.
If the father is going to tell his son, and not only one father, all the fathers, the son knows for sure this happened. Kilu ru'eneim.
Sefer Lev Eliyahu from Rabbi Elul Lapian, Zer Tzadik Livorach, he brings that there was in Lita a goyen, Baal Malbusha Yom Tov,
a Seder night used to say, before the beginning of the Seder, used to say to his children, to his family, I'm now going to tell you a story.
Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That story I heard from my father. And my father heard from his father. And he heard from his father. Until Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not a private story that I'm telling you. In this town, thousands of fathers are telling the same story that they heard from their fathers. In the country, tens of thousands of fathers are telling the same story. In the world, hundreds of thousands, maybe a million fathers are telling the same story. That shows us that this story is true. The Kuzri says that's the difference between our Das, our Emune, our Das, our religion, and all the other religions. Our religion started from the whole nation, that's all. Other religions started from one or a few people that if they were liars or dreamers, the whole thing falls. And that's a Pefurash Pasuk, also Parshas Veschanon. Kishalno liyomim harishvinim ashehu lefanecho, limin hayoyim ashaboro elokim odom al haoretz. As from the beginning of the history, ulemikseh ashomayim vakseh ashomayim, as from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. What should you ask? Haniyu kadova agodo elazeo enishma kamoyu, was another great thing like that, or has anybody heard of something like that? What? Hashoma om koil elokim medaber mitoich ha'esh kasher shomati ratov ha'yechid. There's another nation, a whole om, a nation that heard the kol Hashem mitoich ha'esh like you heard. Oy aniso elokim lovo elokaras logoy mekerev goy. Or as another nation that one people was avodim to the other one, and Kushboru took them out, goy mikerev goy, b'masois b'oises v'moisim v'milchome b'ad chazog v'zoy nituyo merim gdolim k'chol ha'she aso lachem ha'shem elokechem v'mitzrayim le'inecho to reisu l'dad. You have seen k'ha'shem elokim v'nehot milvadoi. You don't need emune to believe that there was Matan Torah or there was Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, Torah Solodas. Do I know that there was a 6-day war, or do I have emunah that there was a 6-day war? I know there was. I lived then. I was born already. My children were born after that. But they heard from me. So they don't need emunah that there was a 6-day war. They know there was. And it's not a private story that I told my children. Thousands and millions of people told the children that there was a 6-day war. We got back the Kesel Ma'avi. What about the Second World War? I was born afterwards. Do I need a mune? I have a mune that there was a Second World War? Or do I know that there was a Second World War? I know there was.
We went through it.
You went through it, yes. And my parents went through it and told me the whole story. Not they told a private story. The whole world, millions of people told that story. What happened? Germany and England, all over. And Poland, all over. Holocaust. So that you don't need the money to say that there was a Second World War. You know it. Do I know that there was the First World War? My parents were born afterwards. But my parents heard it from their parents. My grandfather went through the First World War. And he told it to his children. And not he told the private story. All the parents that went through that war told it to their children. So you don't need the money, you know. Something that happens to a whole nation, you know. Do I know that there was Napoleon, or I have a money that there was Napoleon? Maybe the French people are stupid people, millions believe in Napoleon, but I'm a smart guy and I don't believe in Napoleon. Don't have that emune. You don't need emune to believe in Napoleon. Although there's nobody that his father, even his grandfather, saw Napoleon. But it happened in the whole world. Millions saw it and are telling it from one generation to the other. That is 100%, that is Atorei Solodas. To go further back, Alexander the Great, Was there Alexander the Great? You need a mullet to know that there was? Or are you sure there was? If millions of people told the story of the Alexander Agodel, there was. The same thing, Matan Torah. That's what the Ramban says. If you are going to tell this story to your children, that the whole nation saw Matan Torah, saw Yitzias Mitzrayim, then it's not a Munah, then it's a Torah. You have seen it. And if you tell it to your children and grandchildren, they have Kile Ruba Atzmom. They saw it. That's why the mitzvah is Pesach night, Vigayetzo Levincho. The father should tell his son. Why? Because the father heard from the grandfather. And it could be sometimes, and it happened already, that the father is a bigger Moritz, and his son is Godel Ador. And the Godel Ador has to ask the father, Tate, ich will dir fragen vier Kashis. Mani shtanu alaylo azim mikol alaylos? Does the father know more than the son? The son is a Godel Ador. He knows Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi. The father is a Moritz. But the son has to ask the father, because the father, the Amoritz, heard it from his father. And he gave over the tradition from the previous generations. That is the mitzvah of Lil Pesach, Vigadet Olevincho. Every father should tell his son the story. Every day, everybody reminds to himself, Musa Haskel, we have the Hashem. Lil Pesach, Vigadet Olevincho. The mitzvah is that since Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole nation are telling the same story. Hashem Ha'om, another Am had this story, had such a story, as from the beginning of the history to the end. No other nation had such a story that the whole Am saw, like what you saw, Yitzias Mitzrayim with Matan Torah. That's what the Kuzari says, that's the Raya of a Mitus HaTorah. More than all the other religions. All the other religions started from a few people, from one person. Here's the whole Am that saw the Matan Torah and the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's so important. We got to Levincho. Father should tell his son. The third point you see in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chometz v'Matzo, that Leil Pesach, you have to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you have to say the reason why are you eating Pesach, Matzah, and Moro. That is Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel, Yoimer. He doesn't say, why are you eating the Pesach? Why are you eating the Matzah? Why are you eating the Moro? So some Rishonim hold in the Marsholans, Pesach, Matzah, and Moro. The Rambam says, ליוצא ידי מצווס הגודל של ויגלתו לוינחו של סיפו יציאס מצרים. Part of the סיפו יציאס מצרים and Leil Pesach is to say, why are we doing this, these mitzvahs Pesach night? Rashi says, שמואל פרק י"ג פסוק חס, we see about the son, Sheino, the Elishoi. Vigarto Levincho Bayemahu Lemoyo, Bavuze also Hashem li betesimi mitzroim. Bavuze also, Sorashi says, Bavu Shakayem mitzvoisov. He gone Pesach, Matze Vemora Alolo. I came out of Mitzrayim to Mekayim these mitzvahs, Pesach, Matze Vemora. Rabbi Yeruchem, he explains, some people say, okay, I believe in Yitzias Mitzrayim, in Matan Torah, there is a Boir Olam, but do I have to do exactly these mitzvahs? I have Emunah. No, you came out of Mitzrayim to do the mitzvahs that you were told to do. Al menad shetakaimu mitzvahs ha'elu, Pesach, Matzah, v'moroyah. You have to do the mitzvahs what the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you. That is part of the Yitzias Mitzrayim to mekabel the oil mitzvahs. That's why in Kriya Shema the first parsha is Kabbalas oil Malchus Shemayim, that there is a Beir Olam. Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echot, Shema Yisrael. After you know that there is a Beir Olam, Kabbalas oil Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas mitzvahs. Parsha Shniyah is Kabbalas mitzvahs. And the third parsha is Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Bris Kerov says there's a shaykhes between Yitzias Mitzrayim and the first two parshas. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim was al menat, you should be mekabel the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oil mitzvahs. Not only to mekabel oil Malchus Shamayim, that there is a Boir Olam. I believe there is a Boir Olam. You should be mekabel his mitzvahs. That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned together after the Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs. So we said, in the name of the Netziv, there is a big Musa Haskel every day and every night to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. First of all, we are Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second, Yisroel Emune, that if there was Yitzias Mitzrayim and we heard it from our fathers, that is the raya that there is. Das Emes. Mephoshim asked, why was there need to do the Golos Mitzrayim? Yaakov Avinu was in Eretz Knan, had a big family, Choshev a family, a rich man. Couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the Torah there in Eretz Knan? Have to take him down to Eretz Mitzrayim, Golos Mitzrayim, 200 years. They went down to Memtet Shari Tumeh. What is the union of Golos Mitzrayim? What is the union? Kura Barzel. I heard a very nice marshal from the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai says, there was once a couple who didn't have children for many years. They really became older. So they decided what others, a lot of people decide, to adopt a child. So they adopted a child that his mother died at the time of the birth. The father couldn't look after him. And they were rich people and good people, and they really spoiled him, and he grew up by them as their own child. 1 year, second year, already is 16 years old. One day the man and his wife sits, and the boy sits there and eats. Somebody knocks on the door. It was a poor man. Knocks on the door and comes in. Have rachmones. I don't have any money. I don't have any food. My family is so hungry. So the man very, very fast took out a nice donation, gave him. The mother took from the table a lot of food and put it in a package and gave him. And he started to give him Yishuberach. Oh, you are such good people, such kind people. You gave me such a nice donation, so much food. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. You should have all the brochas min HaShemayim, a ganze Yishuberach he gave. Then he went out. After he went out, the lady said to her husband, you know what? I had a thought that this man came in for 5 minutes, got a nice donation and food, and gave us such a big mishaberach for 5 minutes. And this boy is 16 years old, he's not our son. Never said thank you like this, or like this poor man said thank you. Is that right? Should it be like that? So the man says, you're right. He calls the boy. He tells the boy, you know what? You know you're not our son. Fortunately, we don't have any children. We brought you up because you needed somebody to look after you. But now you're 16 years old. Take your things and go. He was amazed, but okay. Took a little suitcase and went out. Didn't know what to do. He went to the park, sat on the bench. He sits and thinks, what's going to be with me now? And after a few hours, he becomes hungry. He goes to the food store. Maybe give me some food. Do you have money? No. How can I give you food without money? But you know what? I need somebody, I need a boy like you to take the parcels of the clients home. So you take the parcels home and help. You be my helper and I'll give you food. So that's what he did. Took the parcels of the clients home and he got food. At night he slept in the bench on the park. And a few days he spent in such a way, during the day working for the grocery and at night sleeping in the park. And after a few days, the man who adopted him before came and said, we decided to take you back. Come back to our house. Wow, thank you very much. He went back to the house, he opened the door, he saw a table laid, food, first portion, fruit salad. Thank you very much for the fruit salad. And then the second portion, hot soup. Wow, hot soup, to eat hot soup, I'm a chayy. I didn't think I would eat hot soup for a long time. Thank you very much for the hot soup. And then the main portion, meat. Thank you very much for the meat. I didn't dream to eat meat. With the meat comes potatoes and all kinds. Thank you for the potatoes. Thank you for this and for the rice. And then the last portion, ice cream. Wow, ice cream. Thank you for the ice cream. And then the lady says, you look so dirty. You have a bath. Wow, I can have a bath. Thank you for giving me a bath. After the bath, she said, oh, you look so tired. Go to your room and sleep. Wow, I have a room to sleep. And there's a bed here, and there's a pillow, and there's blankets. Thank you for the pillow, thank you for the blankets, and you went to sleep. And then the man told his wife, you know, we have to learn Musa Haskel. Kuzman, that this boy had everything, he didn't say thank you. But the minute he had nothing, then he understood that he got everything from us. Then thank you for this, and thank you for this, with the first portion, the second portion, and the bath, and the bed, and the pillow, everything, thank you, thank you, thank you. What is the Nimshel? Klal Yisrael will be rich people, in Eretz Canaan, important people, Choshev Mishpoche, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them the Torah. They wouldn't say properly thank you. And the Matorah of Klal Yisrael is, Amzu Yotzar Tiliti Losi Yisoperu, they have to say thank you, say my Tehillah, what they got from me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them down to Mitzrayim, where they had nothing. Slaves, only pets they had. The sons were thrown into the Yaor, were killed. They had nothing. And from that, took them up, pulled them up to the Memtel Shari Kedushe, to Matan Torah. Then you understand what did we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Yitzias Mitzrayim, that is the Hoidoya of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we do Lel Pesach, and we have to remember every day, Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Remember to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. I'll end with the Ramban. The Ramban says also on the Seras Adibrois, Anuchi Hashem Elokecho, Asher Otzitzicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim. Ramban says, Mibeis Avodim, V'tam Mibeis Avodim sheyoimdim mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim shvuyim leparoy. V'omar lehem ze, shehem chayovim sheye Hashem ha-godol v'anichbod v'anoiro hazeh lehem lelokim, sheyavdu, ki hu podo oiso me'avdus mitzrayim, k'tam ki avodayem, sheyatzeisi oso me'eretz mitzrayim. Livne Yisrael Avodim, no more Avodim la'Avodim. That is the Musa Haskel of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what we're going to learn now when we read in these parshas, Inyan of Mitzrayim, later on Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is the Musa Haskel we have to remember every day and every night.